Meet report, Mexican cartel leaders in fear after Trump admin designates them as terrorist orgs. By Elizabeth Weibel on March 2, 2025. Mexican drug cartels are reportedly in fear and going into hiding. And Mexican law enforcement officials have ramped up arrests and drug busts in response to the Trump administration threatening to hit the country with tariffs. However, as Breitbart News reported, the Mexican government continues to protect some of the top cartel bosses, while pushing a narrative to American news outlets that it is getting tough on the cartels. Several cartel members told the New York Times they had either gone into hiding or were in the process of trying to figure out how to protect their families in case the American military launches strikes in Mexico as a result of the Trump administration designating the crime syndicates as terrorist organizations. One high-ranking member in the Sinaloa cartel told the outlet that you can't be calm or sleep because you don't know when they'll catch you. And other cartel members explained that they were faced with selling off property and firing unessential personnel. The New York Times reported that in response to President Donald Trump threatening to impose tariffs on Mexico and Canada until the mass inflows of illegal aliens and fentanyl across the borders into the United States were stopped, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum has sent her government on the offensive and has dispatched 10,000 National Guard troops to the border. President Trump began floating the possibility of tariffs soon after his election in November, and soon after taking office announced 25% levies on Mexican goods if the country didn't act on border security and drug trafficking. The president gave Mexico a month to deliver results, threatening to enact the tariffs on March 4 if he wasn't satisfied. Facing economic chaos, the Mexican government went on the offensive. President Claudia Sheinbaum dispatched 10,000 National Guard troops to the border and hundreds more soldiers to Sinaloa State, a major hub of fentanyl trafficking where a cartel war has caused turmoil for months. Breitbart News's John Carney reported in November 2024 that Trump had threatened to impose 25% tariffs on all goods coming into the U.S. from Mexico and Canada until they reined in the illegal aliens and drugs such as fentanyl flowing across the border. The Mexican Attorney General's office recently confirmed that 29 criminals, including as a top drug boss behind the 1985 murder of DEA agent Enrique Kiki Camarena, who were wanted by the Department of Justice, would be extradited to the U.S. Trump established a deadline, and we are seeing the results of everything we could have seen in years being done in a month, Jamie Lopez, a security analyst in Mexico City, told the outlet. The government is sending a message that when it really wants to, it can exert that kind of pressure. Yet at the same time, Mexico has not gone after leaders of the cartel Jalisco New Generation, CJNG, nor the Chapitos and Mayos factions of the Sinaloa cartel, despite U.S. intelligence sharing location and hideout information. The current leader of CJNG, Nemesio El Mencho Oseguera, is a personal friend of Mexico's Secretary of Defense Ricardo Trevilla Trejo. In a recent post on Truth Social, Trump stated that drugs are still pouring into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, adding that until it stops, or is seriously limited, the proposed tariff scheduled to go into effect on March 4 will, indeed, go into effect, as scheduled. Editor's note, this story has been updated.